The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So good morning, everyone. And as you can see, I'm not Gil. I'm replacing Gil for this week. And I would like to follow up in my own way on this notion of emotions. If we take the very basic Buddhist teaching of wisdom and compassion, and we think that wisdom can be expressed simply as what is what it is. That each moment arises and is exactly and completely itself. And then we can think of compassion as, but our human tendency is to take it personally. That however that moment is arising has for us an impact. And as psychologists would tell us, that in that taking it personally, we're endeavoring to live. We're endeavoring to have the life we're living become to flourish. So there is a way in which each moment of contact with experience stimulates something quite deep in us, and especially when we're practicing mindfulness, when we're opening to it as it is. So this notion of wisdom, it is what it is, and compassion, we have a deep, deep impulse to take it personally and to find within it some expression of our being. So now I'll give some guidance around meditation. And if you could keep those, that notion of wisdom and compassion. The practice of mindfulness is to be aware, to let each moment be what it is. And for us, with our human and psychological impulses, that can have a great variety of expression. And as we start to sit, if we can just sort of let that proposition sink in. In this 30 minutes or so, this 25 minutes now, we will evoke the narrative of our life. We will evoke the psychological significance and associated thoughts and memories and emotions that arise for us in the moment. And it is what it is. And it's a deeply personal experience. And can that evoke within us a kind of steady deliberateness? But as you start to come into awareness of your being, noticing your state of mind, it is what it is. And it's also this ongoing expression of relating psychologically to being. With its psychological significance and its emotional expression. And in seated meditation, you know, whether you're sitting cross-legged or sitting in a chair, or even if you're standing, there's the long-standing tradition of bringing awareness to the body so that as our experience unfolds, that it's like we are embodying it. And as you bring awareness to the body, inviting the body to find a stability. The classic way is that we notice where we're making contact with the earth. Whether we're sitting on a cushion, sitting in a chair, however we're entering the moment of awareness. And if you can notice that contact, in a way, sort of press down very gently. If it makes sense to you, press down with the sit bones. Usually that's in the center of where we're making contact. And then to find an uprightness. Anatomically, that can be described as, so the pelvis settles down, makes contact, finds its stability. And then the torso rises up from the pelvis, from the hips. And as it rises up, the chest opens, the shoulders widen. Not in a strenuous way, but more just like releasing any way in which your body is contracting. And each time we sit, we go through a process of discovery. What's going on in my body in this sitting? How is it embodying this at this moment. So letting the chest open. And letting the muscles of the face relax. And as we bring these guiding ways of paying attention, acknowledging that we're not trying to dictate, just trying to open up awareness in the body. And your body will react, respond in whatever way it does. It is what it is. And then to become aware of the breath. And noticing what happens when you bring attention to the breath. What's noticed? Does the mind have an agenda? Does the mind have a judgment? We can, and usually do, take anything and everything personally. So be it. That's what it is to be human. Can you offer yourself this moment a deep acceptance of what you are? Sometimes it can be helpful to open with the inhale to receive whatever is happening in the moment. Thought, physical sensation, a memory, an emotion. Just breathe it in. And let it be embodied. And with the exhale, release. So be it. Let it come, let it go. The nature of life is change. Can your awareness have a compassion? Can tenderly hold what's arising in consciousness? Can there be a deliberateness, an acceptance of just now, just as it is? However it is. However it's being related to.